Shus Mohonon, Rabbonu V'Raboisai. I'm just very inspired from the Shus HaGvaldik Mokum Teure. So I want to be in English, I want to show you very interesting what we think. We're all Baruch Hashem Bnei Torah, but we can learn, but we see, we don't know how wide the Chashivas HaTorah is. Yeda Yid, everybody is waiting for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Ketusha from Beis HaMikdash is a Gewaldik. He's a famous Ramban, I'm sure you all know, Omfang Trume, that the whole Ketusha, the whole Shekhinah, the whole Ketusha of Beis HaMikdash, where does it come from? Where does it come, the whole Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Ramban says the whole Kedusha is the Kedusha from the Shekhinah that was Nahar Sinai, B'Shas Matan Torah. I'll just tell you, B'Kitza the Loshna Ramban. The Sod HaMishkon Hu Sheyiyah Kovid Asher Shochen Al Har Sinai, which was Begolim, Alam Gezen, is shoychen in the Mishkan in the Mikdash Benister. Ukemoy shenem Hashem vayashkin kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai. And it also says, Hey Nevonu Hashem alikeinu is kvoid of his godloi. Ken kosev in Mishkan, kvoid Hashem milas ha-Mishkan. Milas ha-Mishkan. The same kvoid Hashem, the same shkine that was in Har Sinai, that was Mamal of the Mishkan. As kvoid as godloi, that was in Har Sinai, hoya b'Mishkan, tomid in Yisrael. Ubevoy Moshe, we know that the dibur was ben shnei akruvim to Moshe, is the exact same dibur that was on Har Sinai. That dibur was in the Mishkan. Ukmoshe amar b'matan Torah min hashamayim ishmiach es kol v'yasreko v'al ha'or v'tzarach es isha agdolo. The exact same thing was in the Mishkan. V'yishmas akol medaber elov malak ha'povzim ben shnei akruvim. So the ben shnei akruvim, because the kruvim was the eish, the zov of the kruvim is k'neged the eish. Is melekederech u'dvorov shamatim etoicho eish. And he goes on, and he feels always, if you're going to learn through the psukim of Matan Torah, and you'll understand what the Ramban says there, you'll know was tutzachop in Mishkan. But from the whole kedusha of Mishkan and Mikdash, we see the churban beis hamikdash was leibocha b'toyra tchila. But the whole yisod, the whole kedusha of the beis hamikdash, the whole kedusha is the kedusha of Matan Torah, the kedusha of Torah, that's the kedusha. And the Ramban says so in Pekudei also, Mishkan or Eidos. There were so many kelim in the Mikdash. But the tachlis of the Mishkan was for the oven. For the Eidos, that was the tachlis of the Mishkan. By the Chub, we see Yirmiyos Mikoinen, Malkub Sareba, Goyim Ein Torah. Because the Goyim says, even though we have Baruch Hashem Torah, but the Torah that we have, after Chub and Beis HaMikdash, is like a shadow. We gather the Torah that was when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim. When it says, "Al shloisha dvorim oyu oymid al ha-toyr wal avoyd wa gmilis chasodim," and it's a mefugish ovis de rabnosim, after the Chub, not only we lost the omid ha-avoyd, we lost the omid ha-toyr. The only thing that's left over to us is the omid of gmilis chasodim. We lost the omid ha-toyr. And the whole toyr that we have now is only a tail, a shadow of the toyr was a given, and the whole dushi given toyr. I'm going to show you a Rashi. And a voice to them was from Daf a voice to them. It's a mefurish Rashi learns that we know it says in the Torah, Habokav Atzoyin Al Yiru El Mula Horahu U'B'Mishoich HaYoyvah Lehemi Yalu B'Hor. When did that happen? U'B'Mishoich HaYoyvah Lehemi Yalu B'Hor. So Rashi says El Mula Horahu, it was the Isser of the Tzoyin Boko to go Yiru El Mula Horahu. Hahu Yoyin the Hor is Oymed B'Gdusho Sehar Sinam. So in Rashi makes the cheshbon, the Shekhinah was on the Har Kemat the whole year, for after Matan Torah. Al Mula Hor Ahu Medechsi Bahu Mashma Kol Zman Shu B'Gdulosoi. Shashkhinah Olov, then there's a Yisr, Al Mula Hor Ahu. Nistalko HaShekhinah B'Mishoich HaYoivu. So Rashi says, Afal Gav Dahu Kho B'Lufus HaRishoinis Ksiv. Where Nistalko HaShekhinah Ad Lufus HaFroinis. V'gam Kol Yemais HaChoyrib She'oski B'Melechus HaMishkon. Shas Hashkina Baha, Umisham Nikon Kolamitzis with Koilo Koilis. Rapidim Yom Kavos Adibras. The Yoshvala, in Har Sinai ad yoim shehukam mishkan be'echad v'nissen v'nosa v'zozo shchino min aho v'yoshva ala kapoires v'oyel moyet. Rashi said, "Claude, the shchino was waiting. It's whole Ramban. The shchino of Matan Torah was not zozo. It was a iser al mula horahu. To be mishaych hayoyvu was almost a year later, and you weren't allowed to go on Har Sinai and tell him about the alivu, because the shchino was waiting for the mishkan." To get built, and then when the Shekhinah went over, and the Kedusha is a Mishkan. So the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan, everything was by uns is the Kodesh Kadoshim, was mevat of them. Alts is tolui in the Kedusha is a Toiva. And by MSV seed is a Gemara vaita, the Mashab lives at Tzorachi and Godel, the Gemara before in time is Tuman the Omrim. What? Why is it called Haramiriyah? Haramiriyah with the Beis Hamikdash is. One man d'omai she m'shom yoytze hoi roi li Yisrael means the Sanhedrin of Lishchus Hagozis, there the Ika Tevish of Alper, it's called hoi roi li Yisrael, that's a Maria. Another pshat m'shom yorad moira l'umas ha'oilam. So Rashi says in the second pshat, and Tosfos says right away pshat, was it moira v'al eretz yor v'shokoto b'shas matan teira n'har Sinai he gefal l'apachad on the goyim. So har Maria means har Sinai. So the Mashal asks, in this pasuk the Gemara brings in Divrei Hayomim says, "Har Meiriyah Asher b'Yerushalayim." How could it be Har Sinai? That Har Sinai doesn't mean the Gashmi is the Kahar. El Mula Hora who calls Man Shayim v'Kedushosoy. The Kedusha of Har Sinai. Yeah, doesn't mean the snare of Har Sinai, the stones from Har Sinai. The Kedusha of Har Sinai. El Mula Hora who that Kedusha was transferred to Mishkan and then to Har Meiriyah. So Har Meiriyah is Taka Har Sinai. The Har Sinai was the Ika Har Sinai. The Chelik from Mula Horahu calls Man Shehu B'Kedushasai. So that's the whole Kedusha of Mikdash is Alts Teure, is Alts Teure. And we see there's a Peledik Pasik. It says before Hamishi, it says, V'hakenesis HaMishkan K'mishpotoi K'asher Horeisa Kol Asher Horeisa Bohor. We find there are things that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskashe. He was Niskashe on the Menoira, on the Matbeye, and Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Minim, the Eibishter had to show him exactly, he was Niskashe. And the Mishkan, it doesn't say anyway he was Niskashe on the Midas HaMishkan, the Kimishpotek, there's a Medresh, the Hamode didn't go good, but it wasn't Niskashe on the Midas HaMishkan. And if the Pasuk means Kimishpot HaShar HaEisa Behor, what you were Mekabel in Har Sinai, the Mishpot of the Mishkan, so every mitzvah like that, we have to make tefillin, as Eibishter Smith Gizot in Har Sinai. Yeah, there's 11 aloch l'moish m'sinai. We have to make tzitzis. Kost bazunder in the Mishkan. The teretz is, Bezalel had a very hard job. Because the whole Kedusha of Mishkan is, the Kedusha, the Shechina from Har Sinai. How do you move the Kedusha from Har Sinai? How do you move it to the Mishkan? There's no moving truck. So Bezalel, he knew the Oisius, Bezalel, Bem, Shenivru, Bem, Shemayim, Ve'oretz. With his kavanis, he was able to bring over the Kedusha and the Shechina, the Kedusha Satoyrata. So the Eibush is telling him, and the Ebenezer said, this goes on Bezalel. Even though the Eibush talks to Moshe, it's to give over to Bezalel. Hake Moshe is HaMishkan Ki Mishpotoi. What is Mishpotoi? Kol HaShef HaReisa Behor. Everything that you saw in Har Sinai. That's the, and again, we're not talking about the Midas HaMishkan. Tefillin and Tzitzis also have Shiur. Har Yemei Kimishpotu Kol Hashem Horeisa Behor. That's a mockery to the Ramban and to this Rashi. That's in Klaliyah. So the biggest Kedusha of Chaim Volozhiner says in the Shara, in Shar Aleph, it says on Mishkan V'chein Tasu L'Doiris, so it doesn't mean on the Mishkan Achitzoini, because that's not L'Doiris. So you shouldn't think that the Ika Mitzvah of Osuli Mikdosh is the Mishkan Achitzoini. The Ika Mitzvah is the Droshes Chazal. As I said in Shara Aleph in the Hagoye, V'shachanti b'soicha b'soicha l'echad v'echad, everybody has to make himself a Mishkan, has to make himself a Mikdosh. And Mikdosh Achitzoini is just to show, is just to show us, wie ist darf euch gucken unser Mishkan, wie ist darf euch gucken unser Mishkan, v'chein tasu v'doyreis. The Pesach says in Yecheskel, so darf teure auf der Zave. Yecheskel lifted the chum, had a nevuyeh, to give over the tzuras habayis, to give over the tzuras habayis to the Yidden. It says, v'yikolu ma'avon yisayim. So, Chaim V'lozhi Yisrael means, they'll see the tzuras habayis, they'll see the way they have to look like. We're not mikasher, the bayis, They knew all the Kabbalah, the Kinyonim, every prat and prat from Mishkan is connected, the Chlokim, the Ramach, and Chasa, and they see the Tzuras Abayis, and they'll see the way they're supposed to look, v'yikomu ma'avinu seyem. And that's when there's a Peledik and Med, there's a Tanchumi in Tzav, that when the Eibishter told Yecheskel right after the Churban to tell them the whole Tzuras Abayis, so Yecheskel told them, they're going to have a Meredik Tzav. Wait till the time comes that you'll build the Beis HaMikdash, then you'll tell them the Tzuras Abayis. Now they're in Golis, Umebeint Nochem Bayis. How could you go tell them it's like a hungry person, you show him some meat and you don't give it to him? Azoyit Yecheskel, Zog Tzum Reboi Nishlam, take a look in Tanchum and Tzav, and this Pasuk. Hey, the Eibishter told him, because Bonai Abegoyla is Yibotlu Mebinin Abayis. What's the Tshuva? The Tshuva is Avadid, the Etzim Beis HaMikdash they don't have. Aber durch die Tzuras Abayis they'll know how to build the Iker Mishkan. The Iker Mishkan, V'shachanti V'soich, V'soich Kol Echad V'Echad. So I want to show you a gewaldic Zacha, Boisai. That's the Iker. The Iker is, so we have the Iker. There's a Chum, but we have the Iker of the Teure. I once saw from a Baran Zatzal, the Gemara Darshan Zich Gige, the Moya Tidma V'Teirid Einai Dima. The, one is connected by Yisrishin, one is connected Shlosha Dmois Alolu Loma Nema, Echot connected by Yisrishin, one connected by Yisheni, the Echot connected Bitl Teira. The Bitl Teira that was Nigram from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Like we said before, the Iker Teira they had then. So the Pasuk of Rabbanan says, Amoya the Kavod, the Moya Tidma, that's a Tumikdash, you know what I mean? The Moya Tidma. The eyes become a little bit teary. You know, true, it becomes. It's not a dry eye, it's a wet eye. It's Churban Bayis Rishon is the Moya, Sheini is Tidma. Nachava Teirid Einai Dimos, it's like a ghost in Treren, that goes connected, the Bitl Teure. So the Rabbani Shlomo was like, Mikoinim, the Ika Churban of the Churban was the Bitl Teure, the Teure that we lost from the Churban, not the Beis HaMikdash itself. Teirid Einai Dimos. Of a Baruch Hashem, Ein Tadol from Gewaldike Bnei Teure, can be in El Hazel, can it sein? Also wenn er sich nicht kennt, ich erfahre ich aus der Welt, das ist das ist ein Teures Mahapach. So I want to show you a Moiri de Kirashi, a Moiri de Kirashi in Yisroi. You know, Anfang Yisroi, the Teure says, as Vayishma Yisroi, Yisroi heard, Eis Kol Asher Osa Lekim Lemoyshe, Ul Yisroel Amoy. While he was a Midian yet, he heard everything. So the Mefarshim say the Chaim brings it down. How did he know everything? Well, he was the Roish from the Galochim Dalton, from the Goyim, and he had spies all over Mitzrayim, all over the Midbar. They knew every prat to prat. The Torah says it's Kol Hashavos. They knew every prat to prat. Then a few psukim weiter steht in Pasuk Ches. Then Yisrael went to Zipporah, the Bnei Moshe. He came to the Midbar. Vayetze Moshe likas choysen vayishtachu vayishak loy. Then it says vayisapa Moshe lechoysna yizkola shavos Hashem leparo lemitzrayim al oydus Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu told him the whole secret is yes Mitzrayim. So Rashi says havos is vayisapa limshoich es liboy lekavo la toivet atzim mechilte. Now we're going to shaykh this. He told him over all the moivsim, all the toivets, all the moivsim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. What does it have to do with Torah? Limshoich liboy lekavo la Torah. Mele to be megale the as einoy muvadoy like Yisrael alone says it's mechazikim in amune. She says vayichad Yisrael kol la Torah. Vayom Yisrael boch Hashem ashehitzil ati yudaiti ki godu Hashem and kol mevdov Hashem zodu alay. So it's mechazikim in amune. But what does it have to do limshoich liboy lekavo la Torah? What does limshoich liboy lekavo la Torah? The Tetz Rashi was bothered this Shaila. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell the whole Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to Yisrael? He knew it already. It's like the first pasuk of Yishma Yisrael while he was in Midian. The Torah is made as kol. He heard everything. The Torah says kol means every detail he knew. He knew every detail. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to make this say the Sipur again? Yeah, we know there's a din of marvelous Hapar Arez in the Shubha. But that's only Pesach by life. When you then Pesach, he's like, "Gang Yisrael, Mufleis Hashem." He knew everything. Yisrael knew everything. The Teretz is Parshval. There's another kasha here. Right after Moshe Rabbeinu told him the Sipur, said, "Vayichad Yisrael kol ha-toiva." Just two pshatim in Chazal. Either you had a gewaldic simche, or you had a tzar on the ibud of Mitzrayim. Giyoyvelu tevaz amor ba'ape ala soradove. But it made a moyudik evoshim on whom the Sipur tzias Mitzrayim. And he came with Vayichad. Either one, this pshat Vayichad, yen pshat Vayichad. The Chakashi, why wasn't there a Vayichad? Right in the beginning. When he heard the midun, Vayishma Yisrael koyim midun choyis kol ha-shavasa. So the Torah is made, he heard everything, why wasn't there a Vayichad? The Teretz is, the Chilik Poshet, because when he heard the first time, where did he know it? He knew it from the Meraglim, he knew it from the media, from the newspaper, he was talking about less like a news, at his Gevuz, we knew it from a Mokor of Choyim, he knew it from a Mokor of Choyim. And he heard that didn't make such a Vayishma in him. When Moshe Rabbeinu told him, doesn't say in the Torah, he told him more, told him the same thing, it's cold, everything he heard already before. When Moshe Rabbeinu told him over Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, it took him over. Vayichad, erst pshat, zweit pshat. And what's that the reason? When Moshe Rabbeinu of Mesapa given it came from a tzinor of Torah. The same ideas. If it comes from a tzinor of Chorim, or it came from a tzinor from Torah, from Moshe Rabbeinu, it came from a tzinor of Torah, so that made a moyer the geroshim. Torah is kihem chayeinu. You know, today in the world everything is tight. Tight, you have in New York, there is a business not better. Outside tight, all the offices and business are tight as well. The only God who's left is in Bismedrish. Yeah, tight is a Rajba, a Bakiva, a Shmoyel, a Yerushalayim, a Yerushalayim, a Freyla. That's the whole world is dead. He says, Game Chayim went there. He heard, Yisrael knew everything, but it didn't make any relation with him. When he heard the same thing from Moshe Rabbeinu, he heard it from the Mokor of Torah. Ah, then Vayichad, the Gevorin Andazach. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's Kavone. Why did he have to tell it over to him? He knew that it will make a difference from Roshim and Yisrael. So the Mechilta, Vayisapa Moshe L'chaisen Lim Sheikh Libel L'Kavol HaTorah, he's going to feel, he'll see the difference. Adarabe. Till now he also knew everything from the newspapers. Yetz Veser out from the Mokor HaTorah, that Vayichad. So he'll see the difference from the same idea comes from a Mokra HaTorah, Leptis came Chayenu Verta Vayichad. Through this is Lim Sheikh Liboy L'Kavol HaTorah. You have a Nach Shoiftim, not Nach, Shoiftim. Well, Ben is the Chagvaldi Kikasha. What do you need Lim Sheikh Liboy L'Kavol HaTorah? So that's the Terence why Moshe Rabbeinu told him. But the Chagvaldi Kikasha, what do you need, Limshoich, Liboy, Lekavol, Atoiva? It's a Rashi before, it's also a Mechilte. It's a Pasik. Oh, what do you need, Limshoich, Liboy, Lekavol, Atoiva? This is in Pasik. Yes. It says, Yisroi came, El Hamidbo. He left over Midian, he came El Hamidbo, Zokt Rashi. Lahadi Beshvachu Shal Yisroi. He was Yoshe Bekvoide Shaloylam. Yoshe Bekvoide Shaloylam. He left everything go and he came to Midbar Lishmoya Divri Torah because he was Mechavav Torah. That's one of the read, that's one of his names that got Shiva Shemus. One is Choyver, is Mechavav the Torah. So Yisrael let everything go and the Chazal is Mevuya. Once he left already, he became our Oyev Yisrael, the Goyim threw him away. He lost his whole job in Midian, he became a private citizen, Azazah the Geven Mamish, like the head of the Vatican. Now, the wrong Ois, the coming in Midbar, he left. Kvodesh Elohim, he was in Kvodesh Elohim, he left everything. And he came to the Midbar, the Shmoya Divrei Torah. So he was, Shalom Mechavav Bisa Torah. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell me, Sifu Tzias Mitzrayim, Lim Shech Libre Lekavol HaTorah? I thought he had a Gvaldik Abbas HaTorah already. So I want to tell you, but you see from here, there's two Zachen, it could be a Mechavav Torah, there's one Madrego being Mechavav Torah. Then Madrego Lekavol HaTorah. Mechavav Torah, you have a person, a lot of people that, you know, the Machshiv Torah, they want a Machzik Torah, the Gevaldik Machaviv Torah, it's good to hear a good word. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Yisrael should be himself a Ben Torah. He's not a Machaviv Torah. He's not a Machaviv Torah. He's a Vada, he was so Machaviv that he gave everything up. But the Chnesipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, and he became a Vayichad, he was Moshe Chlibu Lekavol HaTorah, Yisrael alone geworden a Ben Torah. And we see Be'emes that you see in the Vrayayomim, in all the prayers of Chazal, the biggest in Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, from Lishkas HaGozis, which the Rambam says that's the Mokra of Torah Shebal Peh, were Bnei Kain and Chayis and Moshe. They were the biggest Talmid Chachamim in all the Doiris, the Bnei Yisrael. Oysa the Gvaldik Madreigis, you haven't have Torah, Yoal, Oysa's Hever, Akain, was it Ketan. The Bnei Yisrael, the Enikrach from Yisrael, they were the biggest Talmid Chachamim. Yeah, they were in every Sanhedrin from Yisrael Sagozis, he given a Gvaldik Chaylik from the Bnei Yisrael. That's because he was Mechaviv Torah, the Kavo a Torah, became a Ben Torah. Came a ben toiret, and not alena ben toiret. I want to show you a gewaldic, a few psukim in Shoftim. You see what it means. If you learn Tamol Tanakh, I learned Tanakh by took them 7 years for Kibusha Ogetz, and the psukim recognized with Profi is they had a hard time in a certain area to be koivish. So you state koiv. Was machiz, whoever is going to be kovish, kiriya sefer, that was the old doctrine in Eretz Yisrael, the pshuta from the whoever will be kovish, kiriya sefer, he'll give him achso, vayim a kovid, asher yaki is kiriya sefer l'chodo, v'nosati lo is achso biti l'isha. He had achso biti akvalik yerushamayim, akvalungere, that'll be the schaar. Satan the Torah in Pasuk by Yukidor Sneel bin Knaz Achi Cholva Kotin. They were Achim in Oem, and a Sneel bin Knaz was Roichidit by Itamo his Achsa Bitolish. We all know where Sneel bin Knaz is. The Gemara says it was Shleshes Alof Malochish and Ishtakru bin Me'evu Shal Moshe, and a Sneel bin Knaz was Marzik bin Pulpuloi. So this was Sneel bin Knaz, it was the Pshuta of the Mikra. Said by Yehibe Voya, after he got married, but he said, "Say you lishul meisavia asode." She came to ask her father called her for panose, nida sode. But toyma loy, hovely brocha, ki eretz hanegev nisatoni. The pshuto of the pasuk is, you gave me a dry land, and I need irrigation in the chumash from Vasilem. So she asked when a satali gulis moyim vayitel of kolev is gulis ilis with gulis tachtis. He gave her like mayonis to irrigate. That's the pshuto shel me. Chazal Darshan, Rashi brings it down, Chazal Darshan. Eretz HaNegev Nisatoni, she wasn't talking about the Sodis. She was talking about the Shidah that Kolev gave her Osniel bin Knaz. Erev HaNegev Nisatoni, you gave me a person, Odom Shebeisoi Minugiv Mikol Tuv. She'ein bo yelot Torah b'lvad. All he has is Torah. You gave me such a husband, all I have is, he has is Torah. But I need, I'm the Chobim Vaseh, I need a little panoseh. So Kolev gave her, the gulis maim, but at three it was he gave me a odom shebeisay minugiv mikol tuv she'ein bo ela toira. That was his Neil ben Knaz. Now I don't know how we call it today. They say that I'm the bochum like somebody's only learning, only davening, has nothing else. The bochum today there's a musig b'loshim yai they call him. He wants to finish in English as a grease ball. All he has is only hook, only toira. Oh, but this was the one. If I say that's what you need for a Sneel bin Knaz, how is he zeicher to be marzed the shleishis halofim shenishtakru? Because he was a person that was menugiv mekol tuv she'ein bo ela toira. He had nothing else. He didn't to copy no given toira. So he was able, even the halachas that were nishtaker, he was able to be marzed with the yud gimel midrash atoira and drashes bohem. He had that koyach. So I'll show you the moed gezar. That's a Sneel bin Knaz. It says a few psukim vayta. Says a few psukim weiter. Ubnei keini choise Moshe olu meirat morim. Es bnei Yehuda midbar Yehuda asher benegev arot ba yeshe v'so'om. So Rashi says ubnei keini choise Moshe. They lived in the irat morim. Doishna shel Yericho. That was the most megushim dike chelik in Eretz Yisrael. They had it until the Beis Hamikdash would be built. They left over the irat morim. And he came in the midbar to learn by Osniel bin Knaz. So Rashi says, "Vayashev esom im atalmidim ayoshvim lefonov." Who bikish me Osniel bin Knaz is called in Tanakh is called Yaivatz. It says in Divrei Hayom, "Vayikro Yaivatz Elohim." Assuming he was mispal, the Eibishter should give him gvaldik atalmidim agunim. He was mispal. Bikish me Rabbi Moshe Yazma akol divroch atalmidim agunim. Vayikro Yaivatz Elohim. The Zimingloy, the Rebbeinu was man chsidim alolu, the Bnei Keini, these were the best Talmidim. The Zimingloy chsidim alolu, the leftover Irat Morim, You know what Yirat Morim was? It says, Rashi says in Bahalois, over here Rashi says Bekitza, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to convince Yisrael to come along, he told him, Vahoya, in Bahalois, Vahoya Atoivahu, Asher Yetiv Hashem Imanu will be mated with you. So Rashi says that's Doshno Shel Yerichoi. What's Doshno Shel Yerichoi? That was Doshno Yerichoi was Tov Kufama, Tov Kufama. It was the fattest land in Eretz Yisrael. Mamish Kul Migushim. And that belonged to Gans Klal Yisrael. And they were waiting, whoever the Beis HaMikdash Mikdash would be Nivnu B'Chalkoi, he's going to get the Doshno Shel Yerichoi, today Gans Klal Yisrael Shabbat Chedek in the Beis HaMikdash. Part of the Migdash Shevet Yehuda and part of Binyamin. So they gave them Doshno Shel Yerichoi, which belonged to Gans Klal Yisrael, and to them they have a Shaykh to the whole Beis HaMikdash. But till the Beis HaMikdash was built, it was hundreds and hundreds of years. Who lived at the Vaileh? So the Rebbeinu Shlomo Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to Yisrael and his children, to Bnei Kenin. Doshno Shel Yerichoi was called Yirat Morim, it was the Tvaldik, the most negushmidik place. See, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't trust anybody. Besides the Bnei Kenin, he didn't trust. To be able to live in Doshno Shel Yerichoi, he will only trust the Bnei Yisrael. They were able to live in Yirat Morim. And when they had to go in Torah, they left everything alone. Alts Ibegulost and went to a midbar, to a Sneil bin Knaz. He's the Talmidim were like the Rebbe. He was other Menugim and Kotub. The Talmidim were able to throw away the whole Gashnias. Sagibim and Alts from Yisrael. Yisrael was able to cry the Shalom and go, was hungry enough Torah. Can I get a midbar? They were the only ones that were trusted. That they can be in Doshno Shel Yerichoi and later go to a midbar to learn by a Sneil bin Knaz. This is Bnei Torah. This is Gevaldik Bnei Torah. And when it's a Gevaldik Amayla. Meir, I know that can I'm Midbar. Nothing else to do besides learn. But then we'll let Kondeshna Shul Yerichoi, we can have Zoi living alone in the Sea Gevaldik. But upon him, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, to make Yisrael a Meir, to make Ben Torah, make him a Ben Torah, till it came out, see the Malolo, which they were royal to be, the Talmidim from the Sneil bin Knaz, was saying, the other Torah Bulvat, that was the Bnei Yisrael. I just want to show you what's the Iker Zach about the Bnei Torah Kovu HaTorah. Or wie steigt man in steige? After he's a Ben Torah. To be koina madrege in Torah. To be koina madrege in Torah. I'll show you this. To koina madrege in Torah. Now the Bem is there wouldn't be too much time. But if you go through a lot of Chazal and Midrashim, we see the Chilukim Madreges from the Tanoim and Amoroim. No, we can't argue afatane. A moira can argue afatane, right? What's the raya? What's the raya? Can argue afatane. From the zetof that with a machlokes amoroim and a brais is fakel, you go amazing. I can't argue afatane. Where do all the chalukim adreges in the amoroim? Who is bigger? Who is smaller? In Chazal vay stories, are the chalukim adreges is told how much they had a chukia avasatoy. It wasn't told in the kishrin in the luyas. How much Avas HaTorah that made the Chalukim Adreges? That made the Chalukim Adreges. I'll show you a few small places. The Gemara says in the Oral in the Sugur of Milosh Loi Bezmano, Rabbi Yochanan told Rech Lokish, Ra'isi Leben Pados Sheyoyshe V'doyrish K'moyshe Mipi Agvura. He dashed into a Vav with a Hey. You don't have such a Geschmack in these brushes when you have toys. And Rabbi Yochanan was inspired. And he said, I saw you darshan today, k'moishim mipi agvura. What's the expression, darshan k'moishim mipi agvura? So it means like this. The Gemara says in the end of Brachas, the Gemara says, the impossible shape, hayoyim hazeh niyeis ala'am. V'chi hayoyim hazeh niyeis ala'am. It was 40 years, this before he went into Eretz Yisrael. It's 40 years after Matan Torah. Elam alamid zog the Gemara. Shechviva Torah aloim deyem. Kol shah v'shah ki b'shah v'shahim. Torah is chaviv. And the learning the Torah, mamish like the first day. You know, everybody, omfang is man. Everybody knows that. Gvaldik and gishmak. Omfang is man. If we had a bin as manim, we would not. I hate the omfang is man. It's brent. It's not chili. You know, after 2 weeks, you know, some start get burning out. That's kind of... Obviously, doch chviv and Torah alo imdeim, kol shah v'shah ki b'shah v'shahim. The same chviv that they had b'shahs matan Torah, they had 40 years later. That's one Gemara. Now there's a Gemara in Erev, and I'm sure you all heard all the Balamusa, all the Mashiach, you can talk about this Gemara. The Gemara says in Erev, Be'ahavoso tishge tomid. Kegoin, the Moshe Ahavoso tishge kegoin, Rebbe Loza ben Tadas. Shehoyo hoylech b'shuki tzipoire, b'shuka elyon shel tzipoire, v'talisoi b'shuka tachtim shel tzipoire. He was so arranged around, he didn't know what's doing with him. Talis doesn't mean the talis girl, but he davened. Talis, that was the begodim that they wore. So Pashi was so far turning around, and that Pashi, his outside beged, he was going with his understudy. His outside beged was Bishuka Elyon, and he's Bishuka Tachten. The Avos HaTorah, he's the marshal of the Avos HaTorah in his derb. Avos HaTifke Tomish Etapka Belozer Ben Padas. May is very good. Rabbi Yochanan was in the spirit from the Droshe, from the Vov and the Hei, Rabbi Elozer ben Pados, and Milush Lebezmano. He told Rish Lakish, I saw today you darshan k'moshim epi agvuve. That means, what in the Rishonim say, what's niskatim ha-doiris? Why every doir is smaller? Because we're further from the mokar of Ha-Sinai. The Hasogis get smaller, and says, the further we get, the Hasogis are smaller. He was able to darshan k'moshim epi agvuve. You know why? Because his Avos HaTorah was kol shovi shoki v'shovi shoyna. His Avos HaTorah was k'moshim epi agvuve, like the first minute of Matan Torah. So his Hasogis HaTorah was k'moshim epi agvuve. That's Rebbe Elozer ben Pados. And Rebbe Yochanan was a maven enemy, because in Chazal, you have a medrash here in Vayikra, it's a mefush medrash after Rebbe Yochanan alone. Rebbe Yochanan alone, we know, you just now said, Amoyre can't argue on the Tanya. But the Tosis and Ksubis, that Rebbe Yochanan, even though he was an Amoyre, he had a ding, one pshadzok Tosis, Tanya hu polik. He became a madreg of a Tanya, he can argue after Noyim. If you look in the medrash, you have maybe a medrash Vayikra in Sazria, Mitzoyra. Take the medrash, Apriya Barabe, was walking Rabbi Yochanan from Tveria to Tzipoire. Was walking Rabbi Yochanan from Tveria to Tzipoire. We all know Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is a Talmud from Rabbi Yochanan. You don't have the old Medrash Rabbis. Maybe I'll find it also. Because Rabbi Barabe was walking with Rabbi Yochanan from Tveria to Tzipoire. He was walking, holding him up. They walked a few kilometers, and he came to a sod of Tvuah. This was once mine. I sold it in order to be zeched well with Lom Teuchet. They went a little bit further. They came to a kerem. I sold it in order. Then it went a little bit further, and they made a kerem of zeisim, and the ones who owned these zeisim, they called them all big ashirim. It was made of fruitful sodas. Then he came and said, he told Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, "Hodim be zeisu did he have with zvini yosi beglalu miski beraisa." See, when Rabbi Yochanan was nifter, she gave everything away to be able to learn Torah. When Rabbi Yochanan was nifter, Kadmoche b'yoychen have a doyre koyro olov. Im yiten ishes kol hoim beise ba'av osho ova Rabbi Yochanan. That was the hespet. Imagine, it doesn't go like Rabbi Yochanan. He had Avos HaTorah. Because that was his whole madrege. This was Rabbi Yochanan, was so big. Rabbi Yochanan was the mechaber of Yerushalmi. Yochanan was a moire which had a din like a tana. How was his yoychen such a madrege? Because his Avos HaTorah was so great that he gave everything away. That was the hespet, and he didn't have to say any mailas. That was Ogitai Rabbi Yochanan. So you see the madreges of Tanaim to be Zeicher, to be Moshe Pi Agvura, is Toma how much Avos HaTorah you had. Rabbi Yochanan was the biggest because his Avos HaTorah was Rabbi Yochanan. And with this I was mad at Apelodiki Gemore, Everybody mixes up in the Gemara, the famous Gemara in Tainis. You all know the Gemara. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says in Tainis, as Ilfen Rabbi Yochanan have a gas beraisa. Ilfen Rabbi Yochanan, they were sitting and learning, but they didn't have what to eat. Have a gas beraisa. The chikul minsa tuve. They were very poor, and the chikul was. So they said one to another, making the nays of the navid iske. Negrim and Ace, well, let's go out, do a little bit business, we'll make a little bit money, and then come back in the Smedrish. So they both went out. Negrim and Ace, unekayim benafshoi efes kiloye b'cho evyoin. Shouldn't be no evyoin, we should be able to learn about the hachove. Ozle, they went out, oisle tusagudi, they sat down near a weak wall, and they washed to eat. And Rabbi Yochanan heard, there's two malachim talking to each other, as one mouth said, let's throw the wool on them and kill them. Hay gudim niktalimu. Sheminichin chayo oilem abo, which is limit atoyrim is medrish, vo oiskim chayo sho, the chayiv misa. Omar Eidach, the other mouth said, no, leave him alone. Shafkimu. The ikim who had the kaim aloshaita, there's one who's kaim aloshaita, it's in Rashi, he's going to be a manig, he's going to be a Rosh Hashiva from thousands of Talmidim. So Rabbi Yochanan Shoma, and Ulfa didn't hear. And Rabbi Yochanan asked Ilfa, did you hear what was going on? So he said, no, he says, Shema Mino, they mean me. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm going back. Even the Chumash was saying, I'm going back. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shema Mino, Omar Midushama, I know the Ilfa, Shema Lidi. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Hadra, V'uk Ben Afshoi, I'm going back. And instead of the Evis, the Lord of the Evian, Kimo Yech, the Lord of the Evian, the Evis, the Lord of the Evian, the Evian. So Rabbi Yochanan order Ilfa lo yehada ado osi Ilfa till Ilfa came Moloch Rabbi Yochanan. So it came out that the other one was nifta, and Rabbi Yochanan became the manik, became the roshiv. Omru loy the bnei ha'ir told the Ilfa, if you would have came, you would have been the roshiv, because he was a much bigger bal kishkan as Ishtit Rashi. They told Ilfa, if you would have came back, we would have made you roshiv. Moloch Rabbi Yochanan minol roshiv alein minikum mishu hu roi shoy megadu noisay. Omru loy anshe amokum le Ilfa. The Ilfa had a gomet, he was much sharper, he was a bigger Ilfa, a bigger Balkishkin, they would have made him. He's Dr. Kashe, Mamonusha. If Ilfa was Taka Murroyu and they would have made him, so why Taka wasn't Ilfa the one who heard? If Ilfa would have heard Rabbi Yochanan, Ilfa would have gone back. Those are the Rabbanus from Isaac Clinton, that Rabbi Yochanan should be the one that hears, and Rabbi Yochanan goes back. If Ilfa was the bigger Balkishkin, he was Mohoyu, and the Bnei Yair, he should have came back. The Tav that this Gemara is a hemshech to all these. You see in the Medrash, Rabbi Yochanan was the biggest Navas. Everything that he had, he sold, he gave away to have a few dollars to be able to sit away. So this Gemara is ready after he sold the Zeisim, after he sold the Tvua, after he sold the Kerem. He's right, the Chikle Shaita. So, and he didn't have anything more to sell. So the last penny was down there. God was asking. So he went out. And Rabbi Yochanan, we find it in Chazal. And Ilfa, we don't find it. Avad Yukim. This Madre, you don't find an Ilfa. So he was the biggest in Avas HaTorah, so he was Taki. The Bnei would have taken Ilfa. They Shastov Kishroinis. Over the Abish Tavais had the Ikiris, Rabbi Yochanan, he was the biggest in Avas HaTorah. He was going to be. He was going to be. That's why Rabbi Yochanan heard and Ilfa didn't hear. When Eris Taki geworden. Is the emesis that you see Rabbi Saidos is. It's not enough. Yad Rein is mechav of Torah. You have to come. Emes of the Torah. And that's tut yadok. Anyway, mezitztok and learn togunacht. But make it. Odom, Rashi says what a ben Torah is. Odom, and you give me kol ve'en bel a Torah b'vad. And that was the Rebbe of the Bnei Yisroi. That was the Bnei Yisroi. Yirat Tomorrow meant nothing to them. They left everything go and went to learn. That's the real Bnei Torah. They were the Yoshu Lishchus HaGozes. They were the Mechav of Torah, gave everything away. And that's the end of our Mora Bochik, the thing, I'm not the biggest Balkishkin. We see in history, it brought down that the Ktsois HaChoshin was from the smallest Balkishkin. It was a Talmud from Rabbi Shulam Igre. There was a lot of Talmudim that were much bigger than the Ktsois. Rizikir, Iluyim, Chrifim, the Ktsois. The Ktsois was the Horovit, he gave everything up. The Geshmak. Geshmak and learning. Got a Gvaldik Abbas HaTorah. And Omel, that's where Omel comes from. Avada Abbas HaTorah is the Iki, even though we know the Iki is Omel Torah. But Omel is also from Ava. If a person doesn't have Abbas HaTorah, he's just Omel. That's not Omel, that's Avodas Perach. It's Amoleinu Eilu Abonim. What is Amoleinu Abonim? Because a father, Kerachim, Omel Abonim, so he's Omel. Something you have a Gvaldik Ava to is Omel. If you don't enjoy it, if it's nothing, so that's avodas perech. Betchila dafna vade. To be breakthrough, you have to do it. But only the pshat, you develop avas hatoyre. You exercise the muscle, you learn to mechazer, and muscle avas hatoyre. Then that's omel hatoyre. But omel on ave is an ishkonomel that it's frustrating. But the ikir is omel mit ave. That's the omel hatoyre. That's the omel. And I went to a maise from a bekreiga. A maise, somebody wrote, he was a small boy, he saw, Rabbi Kveger came from Poland, came to Varsha. And the whole shtot was in Varsha, when the Iraq Dole, Rabbi Shlomo Eger was there. So the Kabbalah Sponim took hours and hours till he gave everybody Shalom Aleichem et al. Till they brought Rabbi Kveger to his tansi and had food ready on the table and drink. They brought him into his room to be able to rest up a little bit. So this Bacharel is very interesting to him, what Rabbi Kveger is going to do. He's thirsty and hungry. He took out a small gemara of Mitzia from his case, a small tiny gemara. He sat down at a table, didn't look at the food. It was hours, a whole day trip. Amol wasn't, it was much harder than a plane trip. We went from Agola, Avon, 2 days, and he and Varshi was hours, took a gemara. He wasn't able to learn with Fizang Dargir. He had so many people around him. He sat down, took out a gemara, and started saying like this. That's what Yana Bashchait. Shnayim Oyevs and Metalis. He touched up every word in Yiddish, plain Yiddish, with such a brand like he never learned. Like somebody who had a time from Shabbos to Shabbos. Then he said Rashi and Tosfos, touched up in Yiddish. He learned a few blat gemara for hours, blatter and blatter gemara, just touching up gemara, Rashi and Tosfos, with such a geschmack. He didn't mention one of Kveger. He said just gemara with Kveger, the Maroch is the just tied it up, and the Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. That's Avos HaToychet. Kveger was able to make such maroches. But in Avos HaToychet by us, it's a little bit like a dry sugya. There's no Rashbon, there's no Tosfos, there's no Rabbi Kveger. This is, you know, next. Viper, this is from my Zaptik and Tosfos Takamit. With the Kashis, Rabbi Kveger, Sfikiris, Chatayis, Miskrov. But you know, when we have a Pshatovni Gemara with a Shvarim and Hamshif, we don't have. That's what the Kveger had, his geschmack, the divrei Torah, the shoyse batzom is divreiyan. So I think the Medrash Shmuel says, it means that if a person has avos haTorah, when a person is zat, so he can't drink, or he's not thirsty, he can't drink water, but he can drink wine, soda, something that's geschmack. Somebody is thirsty, is plain water, which doesn't have any tannin, so ten tannish. Shoyse batzom is divreiyan. If a person is thirsty, so a little bit of water has got all the tannin mamish. The tzimoni for Torah is so gewaldig, and the shoyse batzom is the brayim. That's how the Kveger learned. He didn't, he was just saying, touching up in Yiddish, you know, touching up hours, one after the other. That's Avos HaToychet. And the M is, that's Tolly, the Madregas, and all the Doiches. Oishtagin alone is Tolly with the Ave brings to Omol. It's not Tolly in Kishrin. You have the biggest Baal Kishrin, was the Gornish Gevorn from Zay, and you have Shvach Baal Kishrin, the Horvid, Gevorn from Zay, gewaldig, all hurting them. I don't want to say, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, when he bought his 16, 17, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Chamen Shat Shoylet, and Kol HaToyre, Kula, Alo Machmane HaToyre, Benigla, Benis, the Babli, Yerushalmi, the Sefti, Sifra, Sifri, Mechul, the Zoya, Medroshim, there's nothing, Chazes over here, he has it on his fingers, whatever he needs, if he's somebody, he's a Rogu, and it's for him, you see that he says, he wrote up, Zroyim, and Akkochim, he has everything ready for his hand. He bought his 16, 17, he was the from the schwachste Bochum in the Shira. I heard this from the Michel Yudel. You know, the schwachste Bochum. But he horrified it, and he has it on one toys, another toys. The stipple said on him then, if Kanzach mit mein Kain, nicht zu neu fredden, can any walk around. But he horrified it, and horrified it, and horrified it, and schmack. Till he broke through. Till he broke through, and the Bochum, God la dog, who is Eina Doimelot. But we see to say that in history. The Iker is, the Gadlitz of Teire is, and steigt wird Horowanie and the Omo. Ich has a rover push it like a mogger rashi places. Push it the push the pshat and push the pshat. Ich has it once, twice. That develops your exercise. The muscle from Abbas HaToyre, you get Abbas HaToyre. Then you Omo more and you Omo more of Ephes Achuf, the cup and the heart. You throw it like an Ali Gevali, you tell me the Chomim and the Toyre and tell me the Chomim. This is done. This one was by me.